Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, and praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and all ye that had breath, who had an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to your church. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Stars of Heaven Network with yours truly, Lisa Marie. founder and president of Rise of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you on this 12th day of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you have tuned into the Wonderful Wednesday broadcast. I hope your week is going well. And I tell you what a blessing and how full I am to be here with you in this awesome 9th year reign of the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you, this year's Declaration and Proclamation declares the Homecoming King. Yes, this is the year of the reunion, revival, reconciliation, restoring. Every year is. But I tell you, when he gave me this proclamation and declaration of the Homecoming King, he said, I want to return to my rest. I'm calling forth my remnant, amen. And now more than ever is salvation in the kingdom of heaven nigh. Yes, it is. It's nigh. It's right where you are. If you're tuning into this broadcast on today, wherever time it is, wherever you are, this is the clearing call for you to receive Christ, our King, your Savior, personal Savior, to receive eternal life. Amen for your life. And I tell you, I'm so full as I celebrate not only the 9-year anniversary of Rise of Christ Women's Ministries, but of the time when I gave my heart to Christ. To the date, this is the time that I, in the early 90s, gave my heart to Christ. And I tell you, anyone who has given their life to Christ and really have experienced that conversion will never forget it, will never forget that date. I'll never forget that date. And I tell you, that date is important is because not only was it the beginning of you birthing your faith, which by where we live, but it also is the date that marked that we are joint heirs in Christ, amen, and that our name is written in the book of life. And that's what I'm excited about. That's why I'm celebrating. Yes, the giftings of the Spirit and the blessings and the promises of God are so beautiful and vast and important in our life, but I praise God because my name, hallelujah, is written in the Lamb's book of life. And I'm going to try not to get emotional because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul truly cries out, hallelujah. It's by faith through grace am I saved, hallelujah. And I tell you, when I think back over the 30-some years of my salvation and where he's brought me from, through many waters, danger seen and unseen, how his hand, hallelujah, is still upon my life. And that's why this broadcast is so special, because I'm coming to you at my rejoicing, according to my tribe, the blessing of my tribe, the tribe of Gad. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But one of the reasons why the Lord wanted me to focus on your prophetic identity in this broadcast, because as I share with you in the foundational scripture, in this celebration about the Homecoming King, is you coming into your own land. And that was spoken of Isaiah in the 14th chapter, the 1st through 11th verse. And the focus of this broadcast is to show you how to not only understand how to possess your land, but more importantly, who and where you belong. Because without your identity, your true prophetic identity, according to who God created us to be, according to our forefathers, you just be a wanderer, amen. And I tell you, the things that I'm sharing with you, and I'm gonna be claiming to you by way of the Levitical covenant, is spoken by the Spirit, because everything that I'm speaking out was fulfilled in Christ. Amen. It was fulfilled in him through the blood covenant, through the cross of Calvary. But it's really, really important for you to understand, glory be to God, where you derive from. Amen. Our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we were born of one of those tribes. And it's important for you to trace back and or know what tribe you represent. Amen. As it relates to your birthright. And that is the beginning of where I'm going to start today, because many people they get into the Hebrew and in Greek, and they get into it by the law, the letter. Amen. But it's really the fulfillment of our life is according to the fulfillment of Christ by the blood of the cross of Calvary. And when the Lord gave me this for today, I was really still celebrating him from the word he gave me on the Heavenly Host broadcast regarding the good man. Hallelujah. And it's really important for you to understand, identify the good man or the good woman. Amen. And it's important for you to be a good man, a good woman, because the word of God declares righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And when the wicked is in rule, the people mourn, but when the righteous are in reign, the people rejoice. So this speaks to all of us who have a prominence in our life. You are a leader in your own life, and you are a tree, amen. You are the head of your life, and I hope you have taken the reins of your life, and your hope that the Lord is leading, guiding you into all truth. And that word good men, which Jesus is, he's the good master, he's the porter, amen. He came as the master, the rabbi, to preach the good news. Amen. I'm declaring the good news of the gospel, which is the seed, the word of God. By your hearing the gospel, amen, having an ear to hear by faith, amen, having a heart to receive the good news of the gospel, that you may have the promise of eternal life. Amen. So I'm excited about this broadcast, and I really want to stay on point, not to miss anything that I have written in my notes. And I'm really excited about, celebrating the 90th anniversary, celebrating my salvation, celebrating you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as joint heirs in Christ, having fellowship with each other. Amen. And I want to touch on quickly the Facebook post that I posted on July 9th, because the Lord in him sharing with me, he wants me to help you get aligned today. Amen. Starts today. Amen. The day of salvation is today. Amen. The invitation for you to come to the marriage feast starts today. And that's why I speak so much of divine alignment, is because the only way we're going to see the fulfillment of Christ, if we are in right standing with him, our Father, we have peace with him through his son Jesus, by accepting him, and by also understanding your place. Amen. We're seated together in heavenly places by Christ Jesus, and also understanding our place in the earth realm. Amen. And I tell you, there's nothing worse than someone being a vagabond, being an outcast, being a wanderer, not knowing where you belong, or having true identity, knowing your true identity. And that's why it's so important to make sure you hear the truth of the gospel, amen, and receive those who are truly preaching the good news, amen, the unadulterated word of God by the Spirit, hallelujah. So I gave you in July 9th post about how this month is a month that starts with the letter T, represented by the letter T, and it comes from it's the first letter in the word good. And the word good is by abbreviation of Tov, amen. And in that ninth day post of this month, the Lord was speaking to me about how we can reach the highest level of good, amen, by transforming evil, by doing good, amen. And as Romans says, the 8th chapter, that we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, not the calling according to his purpose. And that working is according to God searching the heart. Amen. The Lord searches the heart, and he knows all things. Amen. That's why it's so important to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit. Because, again, the Lord, our Savior, is at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for what and who? The saints, you and I, amen. And so I want you to be encouraged by that, amen, as you move forward in your walk with the Lord, and as you fight the good fight of faith, amen, that we remember that our weapons are warfare not carnal, but they might do God in putting down strongholds. And as Jesus said, amen, as the Saint Apostle Paul said, therefore, if thy enemy be hungry, feed him. If he thirsty, give him drink. He said, in doing so, you shall heap coals of hot fire upon his head. He said, be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. And we can do that if we follow the example of Christ, the Beatitudes. Amen. If we let the Holy Spirit, we fight with the weapons of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise, worship, prayer. Amen. Calling the law. Amen. You know, that's what the law is there for. Amen. Excuse me. So that's my charge to you today. Do not be overcome with evil. Don't allow evil to overcome you. And I tell you, in this time, that's what the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of darkness comes to do, is to try to overtake us. Amen. Because, you know, he has a short time. Amen. His short time is short. And he is a roaring lion seeking whoever he may devour. But as the word of God said, he only will if we let it. Amen. We don't allow it because we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We walk in our authority. Amen. So I'm excited about this message because, again, the identity comes from and was birthed from the root of our covenant, amen, fulfilled in Christ. It is also, again, our covenant according to our birthright, amen. And, again, this broadcast to help you understand, according to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, how God will yet have mercy on us, amen, will yet choose us, amen, by his grace, because we are his chosen people, amen. And the thing that I love about this celebration at this time is that he has summoned the tribe of Benjamin in the spirit, has joined me in this celebration and as reinforcement, amen, and me fulfilling the will of God and his assignment for my life at this time. But I want to quickly go to and speak on my tribe real quick, the tribe of Gad, because knowing your tribe and knowing where you belong, is very important. And Jesus said, who is my mother? Who is my father? He said, he that doeth the will of the Father, the same is my sister and my brother. And so Jesus, you know, what's fulfilled in the earth realm today is the body of Christ. Amen. The household of faith. Amen. And that's why I put in my intro that without salvation, there is no covenant. Yes, there are covenants that are formed and all types of covenants and alignments that are made. But really, if you don't have salvation, you know, those alliances, those covenants are going to come to naught. Amen. Especially if they're evil. Amen. And so I'm here to encourage you today that as you are praising the Lord for your salvation, it's important, it's imperative for you to go back to the Genesis of your life. And today I'm helping you do that by aligning you with identifying according to your birth, amen, what tribe you are. And I'll be celebrating my birthday in September, which puts me in the Levitical calendar of Elul. And that in that month it was represented by the tribe of Gad. And Gad was, were, and are arch warriors who perfected the faculty of action, amen, by challenging forces of evil and conquering the land of Israel, amen. And every tribe God gave gifts to, amen. We all have our gifts and callings, and it's important to understand those gifts and callings and knowing how to not only operate in those talents and gifts and positions and vocations by way of the Spirit, not by the flesh, but according to his power that working in us. Amen. And as I begin to praise and thank God for the tribe of Gad, which was pronounced by Jacob's blessing. Amen. And Gad was a tribe who was blessed, who God used, who enlarged God's domain. Amen. They were like a lion. Amen. And God used the leaders of the that tribe to establish the heads of the people, amen. And they also were charged with assembling the people, amen. And they carried out the Lord's righteous will and his judgments concerning Israel, amen. So I'm praising and thanking God for the tribe of Gad and understanding what does that mean for me. Because in Gad, what is known is what was in his hand, what's in your hand. And that's something the Lord, a question the Lord asked me years ago, and I really didn't fully understand it until I really began to seek God about it. And what's in your hand is what the Lord has proposed to me, the question he asked me. And what's in my hand is his word, amen, and whatever he's given my hands to do. Amen. So I'm praising God for the tribe of Dan, Gad, and how what that tribe represents. Amen. And I tell you, the reason why I'm speaking on the blessing of these tribes, because Jacob, when he pronounced a blessing over his sons, that was the thing that started and established the promise of God. Amen. So it's important for you to understand how important the pronouncement of blessings are. Amen. And more importantly, who is pronouncing a blessing? Amen. It's not just about the blessing. It's about who is pronouncing blessings over you. Amen. And the blessing, or the power of the blessing, establishes the purpose and the presence of God in your life. Amen. Now, the thing that I really want you to understand by understanding your prophetic lineage is, again, how and why God is bringing us together from the four corners of the earth. Amen. Because truly, the Lord knows those that are his. And everybody that Jesus said, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. And so it's important to really know those that are his. And you can't know that but by discernment and by trying the Spirit by the Spirit. Amen. And most certainly by love. He said, you know my disciples, they have love one to another. Now, your prophetic lineage is the foundation of how our covenant will be established in the earth. Not only through us, but through our children. And their children, amen. We have the ability, and I have the ability, through the power of God, to speak, to decree the blessings over our children, amen. Because, again, we are the firstborn of our many brethren, amen. And our children are born under our prophetic identity, and they're born under our prophetic lineage. And so you don't have to wonder and guess what God is saying and what God is doing, because once we were born again of the water and spirit, we have our new identity in Christ, amen, which is why we can speak and rebuke in the power in the name of Jesus, amen. And Jesus, when he came, he said he only came for the lost sheep of Israel. Amen. Yes, salvation, as I often say, and it's declared to the word, is open to all and to the Gentiles. But truly, he came for the lost sheep of Israel. And we all are lost sheep. We all have lost our way. But receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and staying saved, which is by grace, not being deceived, not being unfaithful, amen, not being a foolish bride, amen, a foolish steward where you can have the kingdom ripped from you, because many people have had the kingdom of God ripped from them and taken from them because of their disobedience. But God's covenant with Israel and how and who he chooses to use is called forth by the remnant. Amen. And again, whatever God is doing in the earth realm, he's going to do by way of what? The church, the holy church of God. Now, the thing that I so love about, you know, this celebration on today and him calling for the tribe of Benjamin and helping me and assisting me with my celebration is understanding why he called Benjamin, amen, to my side at this time from the heavens. And as I began to read regarding the tribe of Benjamin, I was really astounded by what he said to me and revealed to me. And one thing is we move forward into the next season, amen, and as we see things really intensify in the earth realm and intensify in the spirit realm, it's important for you to understand what is being summoned before the throne, amen. And when he told me that he was summoned the tribe of the Benjamin, I began to look that up, and he said Benjamin is represented by the month of Kislev, amen, which is in the month of November and December. But the month of December and the month of Kislev is also represented by what? The bow, amen, and it's under the constellation of Sagittarius. Now, what's important is what it means symbolically, because as I shared with you in the last month's broadcast, in a face like Flint, we need to have our focus, amen. We need to make sure we have the right aim, amen. And that's why, you know, the bow is symbolic of having right focus, amen, and aiming having the right purpose and having the right focus, and represented also the rainbow, the covenant of God. Glory be to God. And the thing that he shared with me about the rainbow is that it's a sign of our covenant with God. Amen. And it's really important for you to understand that as we move forward, that in this time of the celebration and God calling forth the true archers, amen, because we have some demonic archers and as David said, the bow of the wicked has been broken, amen. You got people who have the wrong motive, wrong intent, and who's shooting out the arrows against the just, and God said that their bow shall be broken. And that's one of the things that Isaiah declared in Isaiah 14. But what he was saying to me about the tribe of Benjamin is it represents not only the bow and the rainbow, which means his covenant promises to us, but also it's establishes our trust in him. Amen. Benjamin was Jacob's son, and before Jacob's passing, he blessed Benjamin. Amen. And the thing that I so love about the Lord speaking to me at this time about the tribe of Benjamin is that they knew how to trust and rest. Amen. And they understood the importance of divine providence. Amen. They understood the importance of craving for God. And when Jacob blessed Benjamin before his passing, he likened him unto a wolf. Amen. And again, based on this blessing, Jacob is symbolized by a wolf, amen. And what does the wolf represent? The wolf represents craving, amen. Wolves are always hungry. And again, the blessing upon Benjamin and Jacob symbolized him as a wolf turned out to be the blessing because his turned out to be a blessing, meant to be a blessing because of his desire and hunger for God. Hallelujah. Now, the term woofing it comes from the ability to gulp down. Amen. It's the process of gulping down food without chewing. Amen. And so that is the thing that God is saying to us. He wants to have a hunger and a thirst for him. Amen. And he said, I'm calling forth the spirit of Benjamin right now, and I have summoned that warring spirit of Benjamin in your celebration this year to devour the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I tell you, the thing that God spoke to me is that he said that he that hunger after right and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. And the thing that he spoke to me regarding, you know, Benjamin and the blessing of Jacob upon Benjamin was also how they were victorious in understanding the essence of motivating forces, amen, to be active and to trust even when there is no activity, when you sense there's no activity, even when you sense God is not moving, amen. Now, the other thing that I so love about this blessing of the summoning of the tribe of Benjamin at this time in celebration was that the meaning of Kesef is not only the blessing of December, but it also has the meaning of the term kidney. Now, I know that's kind of far off from what I've been speaking on, but in earlier translation, that translation meant kidney, amen. And when he gave me it, I'm like, little kidneys, what's that have to do with the tribe of Benjamin? He said, well, those who have pierced me, amen, when they pierced me in my side, as the scripture said, they shall look upon him who they have pierced, amen. And he said that he gave me that analogy of how kidneys are very important function in the body, how the kidneys help us urine, and it releases toxins in the body. He said, but also the kidneys are the seat of victory, amen. It is the acknowledgement of who and the essence of who we are, amen. And another thing about the month of Kesef is represented by what? Dreams, amen. And so I was really praising him and thanking him when he said to me, he said, I'm restoring dreams in this hour. He said, those dreams that you had, the dreams that I gave you, the dreams that you had in your heart, the dreams that you will have in your sleep, he said, those dreams are being revived. Those dreams are going to come to pass. And I said, wow, God, that is awesome. He said, because in Benjamin, sleep is a very important part of being able to receive, amen. And sleep is dependent upon what? Tranquility. Sleep is dependent upon how well we are rested, amen. And so, in trusting in God, amen, and having security in God, amen, we can see his divine providence, amen. And we see that, you know, at the end of Leviticus, you see the blessing, amen, and how they dwelt securely in their land, amen, and how God said, I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lay down and not fear, hallelujah. Now, I really want to quickly elaborate a little bit more on this sleep thing that the Lord gave me and how it relates to this time and how it's going to be found in the tribe of Benjamin, because and your ability to be able to see your dreams come to pass, amen, and how God said he's going to give us open visions, open dreams, which are going to be signs and symbols of what's to come, amen. And that's why it's important for us to make sure that we're not blinded by false doctrine, false teaching, blinded by pride. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we stay humble, amen. How it's important for us to understand that at this time
as he calls forth different tribes, regardless of what season we are in, understanding that those tribes are represented by the church, amen, the body of Christ. Now, Kesef, the month of dreams, which God is calling forth now, it's important for us to remain optimistic and make sure that our conscience, hallelujah, our conscience is pure, amen, and that we allow God to purge us, amen. That's why it's so important to allow the Holy Spirit to purge us from anything that is not of God, and it's important to walk in and continue deliverance, amen. Now, the other thing that he gave me, regarding the dreams, he said, in order for you to make sure the city of your dreams come true, he said, another thing, another aspect about the tribe of Benjamin and the blessing of Benjamin and the tribe of Benjamin is what controls the dreams. Amen. What will cause your dreams to be aborted? What will cause your dreams not to come to pass? And he gave me the thing that controls the dream state. Amen. Or that could affect the dream state. Now, I shared with you about the kidneys, how the kidneys were important. But he said this part of the body will be a factor in making sure that it comes to pass is the belly. The belly. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he said, now, in order for the dreams to come to pass, he said, you have to make sure that your womb is pure. Hallelujah. Kephlis, in the month of Kephlis, is also represented by desires, and your desires and fulfillment. And he said, you have to be careful about the belly. Amen. And I tell you, Apostle Paul always spoke about the belly. He said the Cretans always are feeding their bellies. Amen. They're greedy. Amen. And he said through many sorrows have many pierced themselves through riches. Amen. And the only thing that God wants our belly to be used for is for birthing. Amen. He wants our belly to be overflowing with the Holy Spirit, with living water. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's really important that you be careful not to be greedy, amen, and not let your belly be your demise, amen. And so when he gave me this about the belly, amen, which speaks of our womb, amen, he said that it's important that you make sure that I purge you as we go from faith to faith, from the glory to glory, that our belly is washed by the blood of Jesus, that we're washing by the word of the Lord. Amen. And he said in the tribe of Benjamin that that the belly should represent glory. Amen. But those who are not in right standing with God, those who are who have the wrong focus and the wrong aim, who are always looking to fill their bellies, amen, which is why you have the golden calf and other gods that people kind of rub the belly, and that's not the same thing negative, but I'm speaking on people who are greedy to gain, of gain, and that's just the truth, amen. And he says it's really important that as spirit of Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, comes to your aid, that we must stay in a state of contentment, amen, and that make sure that our focus is right. That means you can't be jealous of others, amen. That we must be content whatever state we find ourselves in. Yes, we believe God. Yes, we speak forth the promise of God. Yes, we walk by faith and go forth and seize the blessings of God. But I'm speaking of individuals who are greedy for gain, amen, who seek out the filthy lucre, amen, and those who whose bellies are filled with unrighteousness, amen, which basically is the seat of the soul, Amen. So I really want to make sure I brought that part of this blessing to you by speaking on how important it is for you to have your heart right, and how, again, God uses every part of the body, every part of the body, amen, the body of Christ, and every part of his body that was pierced, that was spit upon, is symbolic in how he's using each and every one of us, amen. And that's why I'm celebrating you, my sisters and brothers, as the bride of Christ, as the body of Christ. You are all members of the body. In particular, you have place, you have importance, amen. And I'm excited about this new day, amen, that God has brought upon us, amen. And I'm excited for his mercy, amen, upon our forefathers and the promises. Glory be to God that he left to our forefathers in Jacob, amen, and how he's yet chosen Israel, amen, and how he's going to put us in our own land. So I truly hope that you were blessed by this broadcast on today, and it was kind of lengthy. I really wanted to just make sure I really gave you everything the Lord had given me regarding this celebration for this broadcast, because understanding your lineage, understanding your prophetic heritage, amen, will help you gain your inheritance. And I'm speaking prophetically even now that God will send you and connect you with people who are also in their rightful place. And that new covenant, amen, he is forming new covenants by his grace. And that it's not by might, not by power, by his spirit, says the Lord. We are one in Christ through Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, amen. And he said, wherever you see the blood, he'll pass over, hallelujah. He said that we are one in Christ, hallelujah. Whatever tribe you're from, amen, Christ now is the one man that identifies us. So my prayer is that you will repent of your sins today, accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. You will keep confessing with your mouth, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. It's just that simple. Amen. And I pray that God will lead and guide you to the right church, to people who can edify your faith. Amen. Who can disciple you. Hallelujah. Because our commission and our charge is to what? Go and make what? Disciples of men. Amen. According to the apostles' doctrine. I love you. God bless you. I will, as always, upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. I will be announcing the next celebration broadcast. Until then, peace, blessings, and much love. I love you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and keep you in all your ways. Love you.